The survey found that about a fifth of their sample of 411 had been convicted of criminal offences of juveniles, and over a third of them had been convicted by the time they were 32. But about a half of all those convictions were attributed to only 23, what were then young men. That was less than 6% of the sample. Based on this 6% of what they call chronic offenders, they seem to share some common childhood characteristics. So this study, the Cambridge study, argued that they were more likely to be rated as troublesome, impulsive and dishonest at primary school. They tended to come from poorer, larger families and were more likely to have criminal parents. So based on this data, the research tried to identify the most salient individual, family and environmental predictors, or if you like, risk factors for future criminality.